to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
So we've been talking a lot lately about buying your first investment, but what if you're a first-time home buyer? One of the things that you're going to do right out of the gate when you get under contract is call a home inspector. And if you don't know one, you're probably going to get one from your real estate agent. But what does a home inspector do, and why do you need one, and why it might be different for inspecting a primary home versus an investment property with a different intention? Well, I brought along Andrew Sams, who I absolutely adore, very well respected, well known here in the Denver Metro and up in Evergreen. And he wanted to talk a little bit about what you as a buyer could expect or should expect when you meet with an inspector. He does own Alpine Building Performance, in case you want to look him up. Andrew, what should a buyer be asking you, or what can they expect?
Sure, Nicole, that's a great question, and thanks for having me on. So a home inspection is just a critical step in the home buying process for anyone and for any home. You know, whether you're buying as your primary residence or as an investment property, it's key to have a full understanding of the condition of the home coming into the purchase. And so we want to assess the big systems of the home, and we also like to assess kind of more courtesy items of maintenance items and things that are important for a homeowner to keep up over time. Or if you're an investor, you know, what are the things that may be liability items or health and safety items or just long-term maintenance issues that could come into kind of the finances of the investment. But either way, this is an extremely educational step in the process here. And so we want to make sure that we're providing that information for all of our clients on how to get the most out of their home, no matter what the intention is.
Absolutely. And I do love that you partner, right? Because even if you buy a new home, it's still going to have inspection items. Right?
Absolutely. And that's one common thing that we hear all the time is, oh, it's a new home. I don't need to have an inspection done. That's, true to the extent that you're not going to necessarily find massive items, but it's false in the sense that, you know, there's always things that need to be done or improved upon. And really in the new construction setting, we're really helping to hold the builder to that accountability on quality process control.
And even somebody gave me a tip, and this is before I knew you or else you would have done it, but we bought a new home a while ago now, six years ago. And somebody said, have that inspector come back a year later because of the builder's warranty. I never would have thought that.
Nicole, that's a great point you bring up about having a one-year builder warranty inspection, sometimes referred to as an 11-month builder warranty. So basically what we're doing, we're coming in to make sure before the warranty period expires that's provided by the home builder, that there are no large issues or issues that have come up in that period of time since you initially moved into the home. And interestingly enough, oftentimes we will run into more issues with a new home or at the 1 year mark than we will in a home that's 2 or 3 years old. And the reason is that when someone first moves into a home, they're kind of working out the kinks. And when someone's been in a home a few years, oftentimes they've already discovered or addressed those items would arise in that first year of time.
So the bottom line really, Andrew, is to have a partnership, right? It's that same way you lean on a lender, you lean on a real estate agent, lean on your home inspector, make them your friend, because there's so much that they can share with you about your home, about this potential investment, whether it's a primary or an investment property.
Absolutely, absolutely. We want to be here to help and educate all of our clients, no matter what their situation is, and just really be on their side, be an advocate, and be a resource.
Well, Andrew, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, Nicole.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
So we've been on a run talking about buying an investment. Is it a good buy or say goodbye, right? And so here we are, we're trying to buy properties, whether that's an investment or a roof over your head. What you wanna know is what's the condition of the property. So I'm bringing on Andrew Sams, who I absolutely adore. He was a speaker for one of our Agent Ignite events for our realtor partners. And he's gonna be talking about What are the top four things that you need to know as a buyer's agent or listing agent? So Andrew, you've been an inspector in the Denver market for quite a while. You own Alpine Building Performance. Well-respected, well-known, absolutely adore you. And what I love about you more than anything is that you partner with your clients, with your agents. It really is, you try to make sure that everybody's educated and well-assured of the outcome. So talk to us, what are those four things that every agent should be thinking about when they think about inspections?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks, Nicole. Thanks for having me on as well. And this is something we're extremely passionate about. And, you know, we see opportunity all the time that's both seized and missed by agents. And so I want to talk about four things that agents can do, whether you're on the buy side or on the sell or list side, that you can do to help prepare for a smooth inspection. I think at the core of the inspection process, or anything for your clients for that matter, is setting the right expectations. What is a home inspection? What a home inspection is not? And then just that things are going to come up. So if you've got a listing, prepare your sellers that there will be things that come up on the inspection. Prepare your buyers that there will be things that come up on the inspection. And also let them know that you're there to provide solutions for them. I think that's really key. So that you're gonna be there to help walk them through whatever comes up, but setting those correct expectations. Secondly, really, I wanna talk about getting ahead of the ball. I mean, sometimes surprises come up, which no one wants a surprise on either side of the transaction. But a lot of times we know of potential issues that will come up. And it may be tempting on the listing side to hope those aren't always discovered in the inspection. But there's a lot of things, like let's say you've got a disclosed past issue with water leakage or moisture or a structural issue, you know, something along those lines. I can't tell you how important it is to go ahead and address those concerns for the buyers ahead of time. If there is, say, a structural issue that's disclosed on a property and the seller has documentation to provide from a structural engineer that they have assessed this problem, it's taken care of, that just goes so far in helping to quell any concerns that a buyer may have. So getting ahead of the ball, same thing for a buyer's agent. If there's concerns that your client has about a property that aren't addressed, go ahead and get that engineer to come to the property or talk to us ahead of time. Let's go ahead and prep for this because we all know time is of the essence in this fast moving market. So that's can't be stressed enough. Along those lines too, my third point would be documentation. If you're a seller, provide all the documentation that you have on your home. That helps even if the buyer's not looking through it in detail. Just the fact that, you know, you show that you are a diligent, prudent homeowner by having kept records, invoices, manuals, things like that on the home. And then if you're on the buy side, you know, solicit that information if possible to see, okay, you said you did a basement remodel in 2012. Do you have that information to provide? So that's really important as well. And then fourth, making sure that the home is ready for the home inspection. As inspectors, that's critical. Not only is the home clean and prepared and ready to go, not only does that help us, but it helps just the overall transaction. Because if we can't get into a space to, say, access an attic or a crawl space, you know, sometimes there's limitations, of course, like a snowy roof that we can't access, but anything that's in our control, let's go ahead and make sure that we ensure a smooth inspection process just through physically preparing the property. And then on the listing side of things, of course, there's things that can be done like changing your furnace filters, burnt out light bulbs, just generally cleaning the property, things like that. So really both buy and sell side, you know, I think oftentimes there's a lot of opportunities that are missed just kind of checking the box on an inspection when really we should look at this one as an educational opportunity. And then two, this is gonna happen, so let's make the best out of it. Let's make it as smooth as possible.
I could not agree more. And having that partnership goes a long way. Whether you're buying it for a primary home and you're inspecting every little thing because you're gonna live there, or you're buying it as an investment and maybe you're even gonna scrape it or remodel it, to know what the bones are and to know what you're buying is so critical. So we so appreciate your partnership, Andrew, and thank you for joining us today.
Of course, thank you, Nicole.
So you have your current home in a forbearance, and now you want to take advantage of these low interest rates or move into that next home, but you're not quite sure what your options are. I mean, we haven't talked about forbearance in a while. It was all the rage back in April when the CARES Act allowed for it without any guidelines or rules around its execution. Well, and I have to admit, it was really clunky at first. People didn't know how to respond, lenders didn't know how to respond, and the guidelines with FHA and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac weren't established yet. So everybody said, wait, don't get into it yet. And then eventually over time, they got the rules established and they actually ended up making sense. So now that you might be coming out of it, what does that look like? But if you didn't know, and if you do need to take advantage of forbearances, those deadlines have been extended by both FHFA and FHA. So definitely talk to a lender about that. They've been extended till March 31st for conventional and February 28th for FHA. But now let's return to getting out of it, because that really is a topic of hot topic of conversation right now. So if I'm getting out of a forbearance, it's really all about the loan I'm getting into, not the loan type I'm in. So it really is a big distinction. So if I'm going to refinance or purchase into a conventional loan, it's one set of rules, an FHA loan, another set of rules, or a jumbo loan is a third set of rules. So let's go through those rules really quickly. So if it's a conventional loan and you've been making your mortgage payments the entire time, it's like you were never in a forbearance. Or if you can catch up fully and true up the balance that you owe, well, then that works in your favor as well. We just need to verify that that's been done and we can refinance right away. Or if you're selling that property, that is in fact truing it up. You could sell one day and purchase the next. Now, if you entered into any kind of payment plan or deferment, you do need to make three payments on time before you get out of that loan, whether it's a refinance or a purchase, then you can get the next conventional loan. FHA is a little bit more strict. So if you've been making your mortgage payments or not, and you're on a forbearance, you need to get out of the forbearance. You need to make three timely payments with whatever plan option you choose. Then you can either sell that home and buy another one or refinance it. But don't sell while you're in a forbearance plan, because if you have not cured that forbearance in one way or another, and you sell that home while you're in forbearance, you need your credit score or whatever reason, you need an FHA loan, you won't be able to get one for 12 months. So plan ahead. It's really important that you talk to a lender before you do something if you're currently in a forbearance. The hardest one is the jumbo loans. And it kind of makes sense, right? It's a larger loan amount, so it's more risk. So the jumbo loans require a little more scrutiny. I've seen guidelines, and some of these are different based on the bank, so you'll definitely want to talk to your bank. But based on the bank, a lot of them won't touch any loan that has been in forbearance for the last 12 months, anytime in the last 12 months. They're looking back at the last year in good credit history before they'll allow you to get a new jumbo loan, whether that's a refinance or a purchase. Some banks, as crazy as this sounds, even if you called up to inquire about a forbearance and that's on your history, well, then you can't get a new jumbo loan for 6 months after that. Now, again, that varies a little bit from bank to bank, so you definitely want to make sure that you're making your inquiries if you did a forbearance and you're trying to get into a jumbo loan. This will be with us for a little while longer, right? And the dates might even get extended again. And so there are going to be more questions. If you have any of those, please do not hesitate to reach out. We'd love to walk you through your options and make sure that we can keep you on the path to home ownership and home investing. Nicole Ruth,
you've been listening to the Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Roof Team on YouTube or visit our site, theroofteam.com.